Nolte, Watch Chuck Todd Spread Four Pieces of Fake News in 54 Seconds. By John Nolte on March 4, 2019. Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd was caught spreading four pieces of fake news in 54 seconds while grilling Representative Jim Jordan, RO, on Sunday. Watch for yourself. Those 54 seconds tell us two things. The first is that dishonest media types like Todd, who have pimped out their credibility to spread the Russia collusion hoax, are very, very, very worried about the coming Mueller report. About the fact that there is zero evidence to back up 2 years of propagandizing about Russia. A reckoning might be coming, and these liars know it. Secondly, Todd is desperate to talk over and distract Jordan, to stop the congressman from making his deadly and factual point about how dirty Barack Obama's Justice Department is and that it was Hillary Clinton who colluded with the Russians to meddle in the 2016 election. Below is the official Meet the Press transcript of those 54 seconds, which I will break up into three parts. The transcript is not edited for clarity so that you can see how deliberately obnoxious Todd was in talking over Jordan. Chuck Todd, do you believe, Michael Cohen's, never been to Prague? Rep. Jim Jordan, he said that. And that's something you can verify. You can look. Chuck Todd, okay. Rep. Jim Jordan, at passports. You can look at travel. So that undermines this whole dossier, which remember, was the basis for this whole crazy investigation to begin with. So. Chuck Todd, that's not, I mean, that isn't the facts. That's a. Rep. Jim Jordan, it's a big fact. Chuck Todd, it is something that you have. Rep. Jim Jordan, we've had this debate before. Chuck Todd, no, I understand. It's something that you believe. But it has not been proven. To keep the DNC/Hillary Clinton-funded Russia hoax dossier alive, Todd is deliberately hiding behind semantics. The question is not whether or not Cohen has ever been to Prague. The question is whether or not, as Hillary's hoax dossier claims, Cohen was in Prague in August of 2016 to pay off the hackers who got a hold of Hillary's emails. The answer is clearly no. But rather than tell his viewers the truth, rather than inform his viewers that the dossier is dead wrong on this crucially important point, Todd deliberately misleads his viewers with the existential question of whether or not Cohen has ever visited Prague, even as a fetus in his mother's womb. Finally, there are reports from the far-left CNN, no less, that say the Hillary's hoax dossier got its Michael Cohen's confused. We move on to lies number 2 and 3. Rep. Jim Jordan, no, it's the dossier. The lead thing they took to the FISA court to get the warrant to go spy on the Trump campaign. And oh, by the way, it was paid for by Chuck Todd, okay, but that's, it's still not been. Rep. Jim Jordan, the Clinton campaign. Chuck Todd, it never was even proven. Rep. Jim Jordan, Chuck, you know that's the case. Chuck Todd, when you got these papers released to the public, you found out that wasn't the truth. Notice how Todd talks over Jordan to ensure his viewers aren't reminded Hillary Clinton paid for the Russia hoax dossier. On top of that, Todd's interruptions spread two more pieces of straight-up fake news. It is outrageous for Todd to argue Hillary's hoax dossier was not the lead piece of probable cause Rod Rosenstein and his fellow dirty cops in the Department of Justice, DOJ, took to the FISA court to get the authorization to spy on the Trump campaign, when we all know it was. In fact, Hillary's hoax dossier was so important in obtaining the warrant that the dirty cops in the DOJ lied through their omission of failing to tell the FISA court of the origins of the dossier, that Hillary and the DNC funded the document through Perkins Coie. Worse, the dirty cops in the DOJ deceived the FISA court by brandishing as alleged independent evidence a Yahoo News article without informing the court that the same Yahoo article was based on the dossier charges. Todd also wants to mislead his viewers about how crucial Hillary's hoax dossier was in launching the entire Russia collusion hoax. Because Hillary's hoax dossier has been so thoroughly debunked to the point of being seen as a joke by all fair-minded people, the elite media are now forced to fabricate a conspiracy theory about something else. That something else is supposedly with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was set about Moscow having dirt on Hillary. But that incident only opened up a counterintelligence investigation. It was the FISA warrant that launched and motivated the spying on the Trump campaign, and it was Hillary's hoax dossier and a bunch of dirty cop lies that obtained that warrant. Finally, we get to what is just a straight-up lie from Todd. Rep. Jim Jordan, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they didn't tell the court that the Clinton campaign paid, never forget what happened there. The Clinton campaign paid the law firm, Perkins Coie, who hired Fusion GPS, who hired a foreigner. And what did that foreigner do? Talk to a couple Russians. Again, Todd talks over Jordan to keep the congressman from informing the audience about an inconvenient truth. That it was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC that used a foreigner. Dossier author Christopher Steele, to meddle in the 2016 campaign, and that Steele colluded with the Russians to gather false information about Trump, like the nonsense about peeing hookers. Todd does not want his audience to know that it was Hillary who colluded with the Russians and a foreigner to meddle in the campaign. So he fires off a whopper about a Republican donor funding Hillary's hoax dossier. This is a lie and Todd knows it. While it is true GOP donor Paul Singer funded his own investigation of Trump through the same firm, Hillary's hoax dossier was an entirely different project. Even the far-left Associated Press was forced to issue a correction. Something Todd will never do, when an AP story spread the same fake news. In a story February 2 about a Republican memo on the Russia investigation, the Associated Press erroneously reported that a former British spy's work on an opposition research project was initially funded by the conservative Washington Free Beacon. The AP correction reads, though the former spy, Christopher Steele, was hired by a firm that was initially funded by the Washington Free Beacon, he did not begin work on the project until after Democratic groups had begun funding it. If I go to McDonald's in the spring to buy a hamburger cooked by a guy named Bob and you go to McDonald's in the summer to buy a hamburger cooked by a guy named Christopher Steele, Chuck Todd's logic would argue we ordered lunch together. As far as I know, Todd is the only deadender still clinging to this debunked lie. But since his overall goal was to knock Jordan off message, to distract from truths Todd and his ilk find inconvenient, to trip Jordan up, Todd's willing to sell out whatever residual credibility he might have left with a 54-second fake news word salad. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.